Hi,
Jay, you okay?
Yes, I'll make George Harkness back on the line. Uploading new POA, crystal clear with date March
26th. Let me get my AirPods back on.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
On my phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect now, yeah. Harkness, 26.
Nope.
Got him, yeah. APP numbers are good. Documents are good.
APP, yep.
Yeah, for him. What's he like? Is it good?
100%. Top man. Cheers, bud. Transferring through now. Thank you.
Thanks, James. Hi, George.
Hello there.
Hi, sir. You said to Michael. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. No. Having a day off.
Yeah, oh, nice. Wish I was. obviously, you've just been on with our customer care team and James. My role, George, is as part of the investigation team, is to then go out and gather the evidence on your behalf.
Right.
What that means, George, is I'll be writing to the social services, mm-hmm. Education authorities, any sort of NHS or GPs that I need to gather the evidence from. And I'll do that to substantiate your claim. I'm not going to go over your...
Sorry, no, on you go, sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted you.
It's okay, that's no problem, this is your case, I work for you, George, so, you interrupt me.
No, it was just, that kind of long ago, I think I was about 11 or 12, and I'm coming on 6 to 8.
Yeah, it's okay.
I just wondered.
That's okay.
How much,
We're fine. It may be, George, if we can't find your records, there may be records of abuse at the Galloway House Residential School in that time anyway, and you may get... And you may get the recognition that you deserve anyway, George.
Things I could tell you about that time in there. Well, 68 year old and I still mind it as though it was yesterday.
Today's call, George, in this chat, just to let you know, George, sorry, I was meant to say this at the start, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Just to let you know, today's call isn't about, going through your time in care. It's more about how the trauma you faced as a child has haunted you and followed you into your adult life. Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, George, is I'll write to not only the social services and education authorities, I'll write to your GP, NHS Trust, any sort of addiction. Well,
somebody must have known. I didn't just go there. My mother and father must have arranged it. So I don't know who arranged it. All I remember is just getting on a bus and going. Going to a bus. But that was it.
Yeah, I get that. Getting on a bus. How are you today, George?
I'm all right now. I was going to go out on the bike for a wee while, but I decided.
Oh, nice.
We had 3 days of good weather, but, that could have been summer with us.
That's probably your summer drama,
eh? I think that's it. Our summer up here doesn't last bloody long.
No, not up here neither, or down here, should I say, from you.
Aye, it's not too far away.
No, pretty George, I have to ask you some pretty tough questions, buddy. And I am sorry for doing so, but I would be doing you a disservice fantastic. Have you ever, or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety, George?
Yes. I take pills called citalopram, and that's caused that there for specifically panic attacks. When I was young. I had one better than that. My mother took me into the city centre at 10 year old and left me there.
Oh, wow.
Aye. Nowadays, you wouldn't dream of that. But back then, I don't know if I just pissed her off and she just got on a bus and went home. But maybe a likely to do that,
It's scary that for a 10-year-old. Massive abandonment issues, that.
I went to the cops. I found a cop station, went in, and they were not interested. Didn't know why I know. So we had just moved, though. That was the thing. We had just flitted.
You didn't really know.
So I didn't actually know where the new house was.
Oh, wow.
So I had to kind of, I've done a lot of walking, but I think that's the panic attacks, because I'm one of these people. See, if I get into a panic, I'll walk it.
Yeah.
I'll try and retrace my steps. You know, I won't be sitting waiting buses and that. I'll just start walking, because you literally start hitting a panic button. But, you know. Okay, anyway, there's people worse off than me, so, you know.
Well, I mean, you should never ever have to go through that at 10-year-old, should you, let's be honest. And
aye.
Then going into care, you know.
I was unruly.
Okay.
Unruly. Aye, but, I mean, I could honestly put my hand in my heart. I think the most I've ever done is I smashed one person's window once in my life.
Yeah.
It was by accident. I threw a stick away and all the things to hit at hot bloody window.
Oh, yeah.
Aye, that's where than anything you... well, there's no point in doing that. But honestly, that is the God's honest truth. I threw a stick away and it hot a window. And who was under the window? A Wayne. You couldn't have scripted it. And it was like, this is the kind of person I was, you know? And I was like, nobody wants to believe you at that age. It was just a pure fluke. It was a pure accident. That's just one of these things.
Little accidents can knock you into a different life, can't they?
Aye. Oh, I was deemed as unruly, and I was... And then, so you become unruly, if you know what I mean. Because
yeah, of course.
Because they're telling you, that's what you are. Well, if that's how you like to see me, then that's what I'll be. And that kind of stems to there, I suppose. But anyway, sorry, I'm ranting.
Okay, no. So you suffer with panic attacks. Have you ever suffered with alcohol or any substance issues, George?
No. My mother talked herself with alcohol. She was a heavy drinker, and she swallowed a bottle of, what is it, White and Mackay, and a bottle of Valium, and just didn't waken up.
Did she die?
She passed away.
I'm sorry for your loss or not, to be honest with you, George.
No, it was just that was the times, you know. Your father was a man's man, and your mother was just putting up with everything, you know, and it just got too much for her, I guess, and decided to just go, you know.
Yeah, one of the questions I've got to ask you, George, is have you ever tried anything like that before?
I've never tried it. It crossed my mind once.
Yeah,
and this was a lot of years ago, and I mean, maybe you could even kind of not associate yourself, but you can understand. Do you ever just get the times where everything was pointless? Where's the point?
Of course, yeah.
You know, where's the point?
Yeah.
Everything you seem to touch turned to shit.
Not too long ago, to be honest with you, George.
You know, I think everybody can associate with that, you know.
Yeah.
And it crossed my mind, but I'm glad I never, you know, because I kind of got into my mind that this is no my fault. Why am I?
That's
all. Am I going to be the one to pay that price when I haven't done anything? You know, just how people treat you.
Do you know what kicked me out of that slump, George?
Yeah.
Do you know what kicked me out of that slump? I just said to you, I wasn't in there. I was in there not too long ago. Everything I was touching wasn't working, and I was getting deeper and deeper into financial hole. I was so stressed, and I was looking at and thinking, why am I so unlucky? And then my kids ran past me, smiling, laughing, without a care in the world, and I was like, actually, I'm one of the luckiest people alive. My children are healthy, and they're happy. And that's what just kicked me out of it.
That's what I keep saying to myself now. No, I keep saying, you know, I could be worse. You know, there is a lot of folk.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fortunate, I actually got a wee job. It's only part-time, but it's on buses with the special needs. I've never done anything like that before. I drove bin motors, I've drove lorries, I've drove buses, but I've never done that with people with wheelchairs and disabilities.
Yeah.
So I've only been there a month, but...
Let's think into perspective,
you know. Aye, there for the grace of God go I, you know what I mean?
They're
this folk a lot worse off, and God love them, you know. I was like, I felt bad after I started, and I was trying to help them, and I'm, you know, they tell you, no, just don't talk to the wheelchair, talk to the person.
Yeah.
You know what you mean, you know? So aye, Sorry, I'm away on that tangent here.
No, it's fine. No, it's totally fine. I like it. It's about, you know, and getting a more of a perspective of you, which is great. So that's amazing. Because I'm going to be walking you through this now for the next 10, 11 months.
No
problem. Yeah. Getting information from these local authorities is like pulling teeth, and obviously we'll be
fighting
them with the legal action and stuff, but...
I think they've all changed that often. I mean, it went through... I mean, when I would have been young, like then, that would have been the Glasgow City Council or something.
Yeah.
And then it changed to Strathclyde. We just kept changing titles.
Yeah.
Places that held the records, like Martha Street was a well-known one in Glasgow. And
yeah.
I think that's shut down now, you know, to my knowledge, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll find it. It's fine. We've got a gang of... That's terrible saying, like sniffer dogs. They'll find the information anywhere. Yeah,
I wish it was the people you could find, because the folk...
Probably we've got, George, 1969 to 61. They're probably 20, 30 years older than you at the time.
Aye, you forget that. You know, I am 68. Aye, if they were baddies, they'll be well buried.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for them. I don't think because the things they did was unnecessary. It was not necessary things. I know you've got a lot of wounds there, all shouting and being boys, but at the same time, you know, the lengths they went to were just...
I say this to my clients a lot, George. There's a very clear line between discipline and abuse, isn't it?
Aye.
You can discipline a child, and even back in them days, I was to discipline a child. I mean, the cane. I never got the cane, but you know, the teachers still put hands on us, and I'm 46.
But
it wasn't abuse, as such.
No, it was discipline. You kind of knew the difference.
Yeah,
but see, I came to, my family were very, I would call them violent. Aye, I would call them quite a violent family. They were handy with ginger bowls. They were handy with their fists. Aye. I mean, I can tell you, it's a funny one now. I look back, but it wasn't funny at the time, but I must have been about 7. And my granny, she was like, it was like this dawn, you know, sitting in this chair at Christmas or New Year, and the family all round about her like the freaking mafia. And I was to go up and wish her a happy new year, and I went up, and I wished her, and all she heard is, oh, right in my face. Aye, right in my face, and there's a back dash. Aye, spat right in my eye, literally, one of the ones, I know. And then she booted me in the leg as a back dash. I think I was about 7 years old. Do you know, not one person said a thing. She was so dominant, that woman. Because she was an evil, because I looked like my father. That was her words. You look like, I'm not going to swear on that, but you look like him. And that's it was very, she turned my mother with a boat lion brew and all. She put a boat lion brew. It had to be iron brew, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, national drink. I just made my mother. they were very handy, you know, very short-tempered.
Yeah, well,
you know,
sound like a very nice grandma to me.
Well, my father broke my jaw. I mean, that was bad, sitting in the kitchen, and you know how you know somebody's behind you and you think your father's going to give you a skite, and I went like that with my horn and I must have touched his face. Boom, man, right in the jaw. I broke my bloody jaw. Excuse the French, sorry.
It's okay. No, French is fine.
But that's the kind of nature you grow up in. You know, where else was it ever going to go? Where else was that ever going to go, you know?
You're by your surroundings as a child.
Thing was, I was the bad guy, and I'm like, wait a wee minute. I'm the bad guy. How am I the bad guy? So it was a bit like that. So I retaliated a wee bit. I got a wee bit rebellious, but their answer to that was just the thing, you know?
Do you have children yourself, George?
I had children in a first marriage. I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, that's
you know. Nah. But even they go at me. I could tell you another story. Everything in my life's got a story. I never lifted a finger. I was never like my father. I've done everything to not be like they people.
Yeah, of course.
And my oldest son, went to live with his granny, knowing I hated it, that they were very religious, that kind of environment. They got the police to me and they said that I hit him.
Oh, wow.
That was what they said. And I got dragged through the social work. I had to go away doing and sit in a meeting. And I thought that was the lowest thing anybody, for all your homes and for all, I could not believe my own son would have done that to me, because he knows the truth and I know the truth. The most I've ever done to him, I put my horn out and I hurt the back of my horn. That was it.
Yeah.
And his whole life, I think he's 40 odd. And no. So I don't take much to do with them. I paid my child support. I went to see them every week. And one by one, they dropped off. I went up to the door one day and I seen the door opening a wee bit. Somebody looked out, shut the door, and I sat there for half an hour waiting. And I thought, no, I've done what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, not enough.
But again, it was hard. I walked in at 10:30 and caught her in the flare with a guy.
Oh,
again,
wow.
It's like this thing all the time. Like, I never done nothing. Yeah, I'm the one that's guilty or something here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a wooden one. Sorry.
It's okay.
Where you got on your job? Every time something comes up.
Okay. Can I take your GP's details, please, George, and I'll write you about the panic attack?
Aye. It's nurses. I can't even. It's Tanya. I don't know the postcode.
No, I just need the practice. If you just tell me the name of the practice, I'll find it.
Aye. Tanyard.
As in
TanYard. Tanyard.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just called the practice.
Medical practice?
Medical practice, aye. That's in Cumnock.
In Cumnock?
Cumnock. Cumnock. Cumnock.
Okay.
Which is East Ayrshire, I think. East Ayrshire, aye.
Okay. So what I'll do, George, is I'll write to your GP, I'll get your medical records.
Aye.
I'll write to the social services and the education authority of the care system.
They'll be Glasgow. The social services had anything to do with me would have been Glasgow. So, I'm out here about 25 years, so it's just to save you going to East Ayrshire or Ayrshire.
Okay.
I wasn't even brought up here.
I'm sure so. So once I get the information back, George, do you want me to share copies of it with you?
Aye, if you don't mind, I'll be okay.
Yeah, sure.
The best of luck to you, because in all honesty, I don't know. I just feel the amount of years. I tell you why I started this. I know it's just a wee quick thing. It was, see how that new job I'm on?
Yeah.
That new job. So one of the carers, he started talking, Sandy's name is, and he said, I was in a home and I've done this and I've done that. And I says, that's funny, Sandy. I says, that's very similar to what happened to me. He says, if you go on one of these sites, you can actually put a claim in. And I'm like, claim? What for? Because you still got that mentality that you deserved it. A claim for what? Something that you. So that's why I'm doing this, because...
No, you should. You should, because you're wronged. And although, a lot of my... Well, some of my clients are in care and still have, relatively okay family homes.
Oh,
you've been absolutely wronged from the start by the sound of it, George, and your family.
You know, sometimes I wonder, I don't even have any photos of a baby, as me as a baby. There is no pictures of me as a baby. There's a pictures of my older brother, and there's a pictures of my sister at their christening and that. There is nothing.
How was your older brother and sister? Did they end up in care? Or
No. They were the blue-eyed babies. I was the middle one. I kept thinking that I think they wanted Edward. He's my older brother. And then they wanted a daughter. And I came on and I just think I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. My father hated me, I know that. It sounds bad saying that. The guy I lived here was nice. I couldn't even call him my father. I used to call him Old Ted, because his name was Edward. Old Ted. I couldn't say father. Me and him had fights all the time. He hated me with a passion. And I never hated him, but he hated me. And even when he was in his 80s once, he tried to start a fight with me at 80-odd. And I was like, what are you doing? Because he thought I said something about his sister, Manny, that died years ago. I think he thought I said something about her and another. And oh, he's tried to pick a fight with me. Was it? Are you joking?
Should have got
your
own back there for the broken jaw, George.
Maybe I should have picked the pie back. I just take you. It has for all 8 years. It was his generation. He was a man's man. They called him, they used to call them, you know, long distance lorry drivers, up to all sorts. You know, so that was just, maybe I just accepted all that. That's the way life was. If you got a punch in the mouth, you got a punch in the mouth. Yeah. I kind of do still a wee bit to this day. I think if two guys start fighting, they should just have, as we used to call it, a square go.
Yeah,
see when they start pulling out knives and all that now, you're like, that's not a fight. That's like attempted murder or something. That's a different league, you know.
Yeah,
but
it's cowardly, isn't it?
To pull a knife out in somebody, you know, if you can't fight with something, if you go a kicking, you go a kicking, you know, but you didn't get into fights expecting to die.
No.
That was the thing. You know, you got into a fight, but you didn't think, oh, here, I'm going to die here.
No.
So
at least you're going home at some point, don't you?
Okay. Anything else you need to...
I want to share the information with you, George.
Right.
We'll go through it together.
Aye.
And it may take me up to 10 months, but I'll be fighting for it quicker. We'll go through all of your statements, make sure that we're not missing anything. Make sure that you're happy, we've got everything. And then we'll add your medical records to the claim. And we'll submit it to the Scottish Redress team. From there, George, we'll then get what's called a panel date.
Right.
The panel will then judge or adjudicate on our case. And hopefully from there, we'll get... That'll be behind closed doors, George, by the way. We don't have to attend. And hopefully from there, we'll get you the recognition of what happened to you in care. And also some financial compensation, George.
I know money's not everything, but I just feel it's like when that guy Sandy was saying, it's like a bit of payback. I never asked to get smacked in the head and all that. Me just stand up all night and sat there with a chair, with a stick, and see if you dozed off at 11, 12-year-old. They hit you in the legs with a stick. Honestly, that's not a lie.
I don't doubt if one second the horror stories I hear every 20, 30 minutes caused me to start
pissing the bed. I don't tell. I've never even told my partner.
I did.
It caused something in me, and that in itself was humiliating. Because they all came in, and then you know other guys. You know you're in a group with a area with a lot of boys, and all of a sudden you've pissed the bed. Fuck, man, my life. They made my life a fucking nightmare. They truly did.
I still can't get out of that, I'm trying to get some back like you said, if something comes here, I'm not going to, you know, I've managed it this long in my life, the best of luck, but here's sales, and I really do, I wish you luck, I just feel that, do it with a great smile on my face, because I'm helping people, so it's amazing. Do you have any any questions for me, George, about my process and what I'm going to do for you over the next...
No. I'll leave that all to you. You know what you're doing in these cases. I mean, as I say, I drove for a living all my life. I was never a rocket scientist. I'm not a clever person. It was a job. The very person I didn't get on with, I ended up turning it to be. My father. The irony at all, isn't it? You look in the mirror and you see him looking back at you now, and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, it's getting up.
I just need to go back a step with you, George. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. And if you're happy for me to continue, obviously, I gladly will. So just to let you know, George, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail if you wish to gather your own evidence and right. submit your own case, but that's an option for you.
All right.
Option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply for the Scottish Redress and mm-hmm. won't charge you any fees. They do that because they participate in what's called the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 by the Scottish government per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't divulge or discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, or more importantly, George, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you, sir, is that we don't participate in that scheme.
Right.
We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish
right.
government, and we don't want to be owed.
Right.
Or we don't want to owe anything to anyone. What we do, George, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Right.
What that means is if you win, we win. You lose,
aye.
We lose together.
Aye.
And it's on
aye.
Us as a business to give you the best chance
aye.
Of getting the maximum aye. Amount of compensation.
Right.
Our fees, George, are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT.
Oh.
So you'll never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much oh. time and effort goes onto your case.
Right.
So our fees are capped.
Right.
On the flip side of that, the no fee piece, what that also means, George, is you've been deemed to have gone through such emotional and mental hardship throughout your life because of your time and care. If we are unsuccessful in getting you compensation, we will never come looking for fees from you.
Right.
Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and our time.
Right.
So we'll never put pressure on you for money if we're unsuccessful.
All right.
Is that okay, George?
That's fine, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you understand those three options I've just given you?
I do.
Perfect. Are you happy
yes.
for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so just one last thing, George, before we go. Just to let you know, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period
right.
from the date you signed any documentation with us. If
right.
you were mate, if you were unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period, I can restart it now on this call. Or alternatively, if you're happy with the process.
No, I'm happy with the process.
Happy with the fees, you can
aye,
wait
aye,
14
aye.
Days, George.
Right, aye. I don't remember
to wait
saying, but he might have said them. I am happy to go ahead, yeah.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, George, is I'll write you within the next 2 days with my, next
uh-huh.
2 weeks with all my contact details.
Right.
Do you have a pen handy? I can give you my number.
Is it the same number that I phoned?
Well,
you
can call the team and the team will get, will send you through to me. It's fine.
Right.
I'll write to you within 2 weeks with all my contact details, George.
Aye.
If you need me for anything, just give me a call.
Aye. Otherwise,
I'll be in contact with you every 3 to 4 weeks.
That's grand. Thank you very much for that.
George, it was lovely speaking to you today. Thank you.
It was nice speaking to you as
Thank
well.
Thank you for being so brave, pal. I am so glad that, you know.
Yeah. Get brave when you get home.
Getting on your yeah. Thank you, George.
Yeah. Chilly bye, mate.
Thank you, buddy. Enjoy the day. Bye.
Same to you. Chilly bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.